Hey everyone, it's Mia Matthews, and you're listening to my podcast, Minutes by Mia. I wanted to talk to you this week about something very near and dear to my heart. It's about my transition. Yay! I'm finally talking about it. In depth. So this episode may be a little longer. But I have some exciting music I found for you, so I can't wait for you to hear it. It's going to be available on every platform. So without further ado, get ready for the ride and buckle up, Buttercup. Okay, so I'm going to sit here and drink my alcohol-free wine. So, chug-a-chug. Ah, deliciamos. All right. So, I came out on January 20th, 2019. A lot of people don't know that I actually began transitioning before that. Shocker. Hold on, take a sip of wine. Anyway, so I did therapy with my therapist. Obviously, that's who you do therapy with. And I was like, hey, something's up. My therapist was like, what's up now? And I was like, so I'm a woman. And he was like, well, this is a twist of events, isn't it? So I always had identity issues. But they never were issues. I just never understood myself fully. So anyway, doing therapy for like 6 months. Keep it completely hidden. Don't tell anyone about it. And I hide it. This was when I started like wearing makeup very heavily. And everyone was like, wow, this person wears makeup. Huh. Wonder what that's about. Jokes on all of you. I was a girl. Anyway, beside the point. Start wearing makeup. Everyone's like, okay, something's going on. Let me play with my nails a little bit. ASMR in the making. Right here on Minutes by Mia. Go a little slower. Isn't that so relaxing? Take another sip. Because I'm talking about this. Ooh. I haven't talked about this in a really long time. I've kind of avoided it. But anyway, came out January 20th, 2019. Started. Let me talk to you about the beginning of really discovering myself. So I used to wear dresses growing up. No one really saw, no one really knew. I used to steal my sister's dresses and wear them. My mom would catch me at times and be like, what are you doing? And I'd be like, my hair. But that's beside the point. My mom totally knew. There was no way without a doubt that she didn't know when I was very young that something was up. And the term transgender really wasn't talked about at the time. So, obviously, I was a 5-year-old. I didn't even know what transgender meant. Okay. I can do this. Whew. Getting all hot and sweaty. So anyway, something happened to me around that age where I felt very vulnerable, and I stopped expressing myself authentically, and no one knows in my family what happened to me, and maybe one day I'll talk to them, but my family, just doesn't take anything I say serious. They push me to the side always. I've always felt like that. So maybe one day I'll talk to them about this and be like, hey, this happened to me. Can we talk about it? And maybe the people that were involved, I would like to ask them why they did this to me. But anyway, before all this happened, I'd play dress up, play with all the Barbies, do everything. I thought I was a girl. I never understood why my sisters got all the cool toys and I got G.I. Joe. But fun fact, for my 8th birthday, I got a camping set, but it was a Barbie doll camping set from Rite Aid. That was a good moment. I remember that. Came in like a little truck. That was a good time in my life. And then right after that, my parents started getting divorced. But we're not talking about my childhood because we're not visiting that right now because that shit sucked. Like, really bad. Anyway, so fast forward all these years. I just wanted to give you like some pre-context to how I expressed myself, and I was always made fun of for being super feminine. And whew. Okay. Whew. Okay. Voice is clear, good to go. So I spoke to my doctor, and my doctor was like, well, I don't really know what this is. This is new. So I had to do the research. The first time I ever met someone that was like me was when I was 15. I was a resident of a children's shelter called Harbor House. Great organization. And yeah, changed my life. So that was 15. And before that, whew, I was already wearing makeup again. So 8th grade, fun fact. My 8th grade English teacher saw the I didn't know how to do makeup, okay? So my foundation was clearly a different shade for my face and my other parts of my body. So it looked like Oompa Loompa, but I guess what does every girl know when they're first trying out makeup? They don't know how to wear it. And I didn't have anyone to teach me because it wasn't like I could go home. I remember on the bus, I would like, how do they not know? And how did they not say anything to me? Because on my sleeves of everything, it was makeup. It wasn't like I was rubbing a girl's face because obviously I wasn't dating girls because I was a girl and I wasn't attracted to girls. So, beside that. Anyway. It's so hard to talk about this, but I know I can do it. So there's no alcohol in here, so it doesn't really do much. But it's the take a sip that does it. Let's do some deep breathing, all right? We're gonna breathe in through our nose, hold for 3 seconds, and then let it out. But our hands are going to be above our head, so it's like we're going to extend our arms all the way up. So we're going to do it together. So my doctor had no idea What to make of all this? I had no idea. I had repressed my identity for so long. And I told him, I was like, I'm not happy. So that summer, I took a leave of absence from work and I started smoking weed. Do not smoke weed if you have paranoid tendencies, but at the time I did not. So anyway, I started smoking weed and I got high every day and I went to the beach. And I sat there. One of the songs that really helped me get through it was Pink Skies by Lonnie. Amazing song. And I was just watching a lot of movies and asking myself questions about who am I? What do I expect of myself? Just super deep philosophical questions about existence. And eventually it just dawned on me. We're gonna take a quick break. And then after that, we're gonna finish this story. Thank you for listening so far. Please enjoy this song. I listened for hours to find it for you, so whew, okay, here it goes. So I'm at the beach every day, working on myself. Tell my therapist, fast forward to January 20th, 2019. I come out. My friend does my makeup. I come out first at a work meeting. They accept me. Before that happened, I told work. And I was like, hey, this is going on. Need to let you know. And yeah, that went okay. Then everyone accepted me, except a few people. My family was like, this explains so much. And that brought me comfort. My partner at the time was not taking it very well. And so eventually, a few weeks later, we decided to part ways. My first year of transition, it was lively. And then pandemic hits. Then my second year of transition, I feel like I'm in hiding again because I can't be out in the world living. But that's beside the point. I'm gonna get past that. Things I've learned is always stay true to yourself, always be authentic, and always love people. And I've tried to live my transition with authenticity, kindness, and love. The connections I've made have been so powerful. My friends have been so supportive. There is this group on Facebook called A Group Where Everyone Is Super Fucking Nice to Each Other for No Reason. That group was another game changer for me. Meeting people like me, meeting people that were kind, meeting people that were supportive, it drove me. It gave me motivation to keep being me. And oftentimes when you're trans, the world wants to shut you down and silence you. But you have to keep going. You have to keep being true. You have to keep being authentic, and you have to live unapologetically. So when the world tries to silence you, remember you are so powerful and you're so damn valid and beautiful. And if you don't have a community, go find your community. It is out there. It is waiting, and we are waiting to embrace you, honey, because we love you. And dysphoria, that can be a real bitch. No one likes dysphoria, but it's okay that you experience it. Some people may not understand it, but there are people that will, and there are people that will listen. So, for now, thank you for tuning in and hearing my truth. Until next episode, stay valid, pony person. Bye-bye.